Interpretación simultánea. Actividad IS-5. Ejercicio IS-5B.
Vas a escuchar un texto con pausas. Realiza la interpretación del fragmento escuchado durante la pausa.
Cinderella. Once upon a time, there lived an unhappy young girl. Unhappy she was, for her mother was dead. Her father had married another woman, a widow with two daughters, and her stepmother didn't like her one little bit. All the nice things, kind thoughts, and loving touches were for her own daughters. And not just the kind thoughts and love, but also dresses, shoes, shawls, delicious food, comfy beds, as well as every home comfort. All this was laid on for her daughters. But for the poor unhappy girl, there was nothing at all. No dresses, only her stepsister's hand-me-downs, no lovely dishes, nothing but scraps. No nice rests and comfort, for she had to work hard all day, and only when evening came, she was allowed to sit for a while by the fire, near the cinders. That is how she got her nickname, for everybody called her Cinderella. Cinderella used to spend long hours alone talking to the cat. The cat said, "Meow," which really meant, "Cheer up, you have something neither of your stepsisters have, and that is beauty." It was quite true. Cinderella, even dressed in rags with a dusty, grey face from the cinders, was a lovely girl. While her stepsisters, no matter how splendid and elegant their clothes were still clumsy, lumpy, and ugly, and always would be. One day, beautiful new dresses arrived at the house. A ball was to be held at court, and the stepsisters were getting ready to go to it. Cinderella didn't even dare ask, "What about me?" for she knew very well what the answer to that would be. "You, my dear girl? You're staying at home to wash the dishes, scrub the floors, and turn down the beds for your stepsisters. They will come home tired and very sleepy," Cinderella sighed at the cat. "Oh dear, I'm so unhappy," and the cat murmured, "Meow." Suddenly, something amazing happened. In the kitchen, where Cinderella was sitting all by herself, there was a burst of light and a fairy appeared. "Don't be alarmed, Cinderella," said the fairy. "The wind blew me your size. I know you would love to go to the ball, and so you shall. How can I, dressed in rags?" Cinderella replied. "The servants will turn me away." The fairy smiled. With a flick of her magic wand, Cinderella found herself wearing the most beautiful dress, the loveliest ever seen in the realm. "Now that we have settled the matter of the dress," said the fairy, "we'll need to get a coach. A real lady would never go to the ball on foot. Quick, get me a pumpkin," she ordered. "Of course," said Cinderella, rushing away. Then the fairy turned to the cat. "You bring me 7 mice.
7 mice? Said the cat. "I didn't know fairies ate mice too."
"They are not for eating, silly. Do as you're told. And remember, they must be alive." Cinderella soon returned with a fine pumpkin and the cat with 7 mice he had caught in the cellar.
"Good," exclaimed the fairy. With a flick of her magic wand, wonder of wonders, the pumpkin turned into a sparkling coach and the mice became 6 white horses, while the 7th mouse turned into a coachman in a smart uniform and carrying a whip. Cinderella could hardly believe her eyes.